Merry, merry day, everybody. It's a celebration of the life and legacy of Mary Epperson. You're going to hear local musicians performing tributes to Mary and a few friends talking about her life and work, establishing a vibrant arts community on the Kenai Peninsula. Mark Robinson, are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
I hear birds chirping in the background, too.
Well, I'm out on my porch swing.
Nice. How about Mayor Ken Kastner?
I'm on the line.
Oh, hooray.
I'm
good,
on the line.
Good morning. We're going to start this with Elias Sondheim, who is a piano student, playing Long, Long Ago by Thomas Haynes Bailey, because I figure the best way to start is with a piano student. So here comes Elias Sondheim. Thank you so much, Elias Sondheim. Mark Robinson, can we start with you just to talk a little bit about Mary Epperson as a music educator in this community?
Mary, first of all, Mary just is the arts in Homer for decades and made paved a way for so many of us to do all kinds of things. So not only was she an educator as a piano teacher, but she was a facilitator and an encourager, and always was encouraging you to do more, do better, get involved. People would walk into her store, and the first thing she'd ask them is, "What do you play?" And then she'd try and get them connected to the community orchestra or community band or whatever she could. So she's kind of the mother of us all in that regard.
Call upon Mayor Ken Kastner because you'd like to shine some light on why it's so important to honor Mary Epperson and our originators in this town.
There are three generations of people that knew Mary from her homesteading days, from her days working at the city, and then what Mark just referred to from about the early 70s on. She was promoting all sorts of music, promoting concerts. She even had me playing the timpani with the orchestra when Bud Harry was conducting it. To think about why we have a Mary Epperson Day or anybody day, and it's not because of the people that remember them, it's because that in the growth of any community, you have people that have contributed huge amounts of energy in helping to create a community. And Mary was a spark plug, I mean, not just in the arts, but in community building. She helped with the community philanthropy. She helped. She would not hear a bad word about anybody. If you said something that was at all derisive, Mary was on you like a ton of bricks. It was just like, no, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to accept that kind of talk. We're not going to. And she was like a mother that just demanded respect. And she was so diminutive. She was under 5 feet tall, under 100 pounds. She was like the woman with the skillet in her hand. I mean, she just demanded respect from everybody, and everybody did respect her. So when we have a Brother Isaiah Bates Day or a Mary Epperson Day or an anybody day, it's to remind ourselves that there are people that make contributions to the community that are so selfless and so tireless that we should be looking around today and say, well, who's doing that today? Who took their place? You know, who's helping with that? And so it's not just the remembrance, but the process of remembering that I think is really important and important to have these days, even though a good part of the population will never know her or never our descriptions of her will never fulfill what she really was.
Thanks, Mayor Ken Kastner. I appreciate that. Hey, any chance Joy Stewart is on the line?
I am here, Kathleen. Thank you.
Okay. Here is Raised by Humans with their song Cosmic Breath, which was one of the 9 pieces of music that I have for you this morning that were submitted to Homer Council on the Arts specifically to honor Mary Epperson. So here comes Raised by Humans with Cosmic Breath.
On and off again, the light turns off, stars burning out, a cosmic breath through the empty space, makes no sound with the infrared, its beauty is found. Gazing through telescopes we see nothing but black and white. On and off again, the light goes on, the star is burning out, a cosmic breath. Light moves a trillion miles through the dark matter. Life can't be found. It shows a billion souls fighting over their useless things.
That is local band Raised by Humans with Cosmic Breath, which they submitted to Homer Council on the Arts in honor of Mary Epperson. Merry, Merry Day, everybody. And I want to get back to Joy Steward. Joy, can you talk a little bit about Mary as a mentor for you?
Yes, and thanks for doing this program, Kathleen. I just love the fact that we are honoring Mary and her legacy will live on. I moved to Homer in 1982. Actually, I came up to visit my sister Jill, who was involved in the Arts Council with Mary. She took me down to meet some people in town that first day we went into town, and Mary Epperson was the first person that I met. My involvement in the Arts Council started as a volunteer, primarily working with Mary, taking tickets at every show, setting up chairs. Before we had the theater, we did all the programming in the middle school gym. She was so encouraging and supporting, gave me the confidence to apply for and get the job as the director when they hired an executive director for the Homer Council on the Arts. Mary was still on the board. She was the bookkeeper. She went off the board and remained a volunteer bookkeeper through my entire tenure at the Homer Council on the Arts. She was the dearest of friends, the most encouraging mentor, advocating and encouraging and supporting me every step of the way. For the 13 years I was at the Homer Council on the Arts, she was with me physically or figuratively, backing me up and helping me in so many, many different ways. And that transitioned into my next position at the Homer Foundation, where she was also on the board.
I want to hear from Mark Robinson, if you're there.
I am.
Because I would love to hear about the founding of Kenai Peninsula Orchestra.
Well, I wasn't there. That was a...
What?
Bob Richardson and Terry Callenberg and Mary Epperson wanted to do a summer orchestra gig and got a bunch of locals together and put on a show, kind of, you know, Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, let's put on a show. And Homer's been putting on shows ever since, thanks to Mary. And she just saw to it that it kept going. It got connected the next year with Pier One Theater and Lance, and Bob Richardson and Lance and Mary made it happen as a summer orchestra. And then sort of like Joy, when I came to town, Mary said, well, what do you do and what can you do and what will you do? And when Bob left town, she said, Mark, we need somebody to conduct the Messiah. And she stuck a baton in my hand. And so then I had the privilege of leading the orchestra for about 18 years after that. And just like Joy said, just always there, not just to encourage, she was universally encouraging, always encouraging. Of everyone at every level, whether they were pro that she brought in for a concert or a five-year-old beginning piano student. It didn't matter who you were. She had the same level of encouragement for you. But also, as Joy suggested, a mentor, you know, someone who kind of walked you through things and helped you see things. And as Ken said, always... She didn't demand respect for herself, although no one would dare not respect Mary, but she demanded that we respect each other and sort of taught us all how to live in community of arts in a gracious and kind and loving way that reverberates still in the Kenai Peninsula Orchestra, reverberates still in the Homer Foundation, it reverberates still at the college, it reverberates still at Pier One Theater, it reverberates still at Homer Council on the Arts. It's just a way of doing things that's kind, loving, encouraging, and bring to the table what you have, and we will appreciate what you have to offer. And it's a fabulous legacy for a town of our size.
Thank you, Mark Robinson. Also, just to let people know, you know, Mary was born in 1922, June 6th of 1922, so not just Merry Merry Day, but happy birthday to Mary Epperson. The people I consider old school Homer, she precedes them all. Mayor Kastner, you were talking about attending her concerts in the 70s.
Yes, in the early 70s, and they weren't held, they were too small to hold in the gym, so they were held in the multi-purpose room at the middle school, which was a room at that time that was tiered, had tiered seating on it. So I think the first concert I went to was one where her son Dean played. And then, but she was involved in helping bring all sorts of people to Homer. I remember a concert with Otz and Nedra Kilcher. There were so many small concerts with small audiences, and you would have thought, though, that they were playing at Carnegie. Everybody that came, she just commanded the best out of everybody, and, you know, some of the best musicians, Paul Rosenthal and others, would come and play before audiences of 50, and they would treat it like it was an audience of 5,000. She was remarkable in fostering a high level of music appreciation in those days in the 70s when it was just kind of getting off the ground.
I want to say that Mary moved to the Lower Peninsula with her husband Jack and her kids Terry and Dean in 1954. Often we talk about people who excel in the arts as being creative types and not ahead for business. But Mary Epperson was part of the city's efforts to incorporate in 1964. She was the city treasurer for 18 years. So many people in this community know her as their piano teacher. Joy, did you ever take music lessons from Mary?
No, and my own mother was a piano teacher, but I was not a musician. But both of those experiences, being around Mary and her enthusiasm and being raised in a family of music, I am a preeminent appreciator of the arts.
She was that perfect crystallization of what every arts organization wants, a wild creative mind and a head for business to help keep the place running. Go ahead.
I just have to interject a story about her as a piano teacher. First of all, she taught until she just could not anymore. Well into her 80s, she was still teaching people. There was a time in my teaching career when I was teaching at the high school and the middle school, and when I would come back from the middle school would be my lunch hour, and I would stop in and see Mary for 15 minutes or so. She'd have a lesson going on, and she'd insist that I come in, set me down on this ugly orange couch in her studio there on Pioneer, and pull up a chair and ask for everything I was doing and what's going on while she had a student there. And she would be talking to me, and then she'd say, and then she'd just turn over and say, that should have been an E flat, not an E natural. And then she'd start talking to me, and she said, no, try it again. And she could multitask effortlessly with the student and with whoever was sitting on the orange couch being grilled by her on the latest news. So
let's hear some more music that was submitted to Homer Council on the Arts in order to celebrate Mary Epperson and Mary Epperson Day. Ripple Effect by String Along and Aaron Carpenter. And Johnny B, solo piano, Run Gypsy Run.
Hello, we're String Along. I'm Kevin and this is Kari. We're being joined by our friend Aaron. This song is called Ripple Effect. Sat down. sun moves in a circle. It never seems to set. Then winter turns to purple. Not dream under moonlight. And by the way, I'm gonna stick around to pass the days by in this seaside town. By the way, I'm gonna stay and pass the days by with you by my side. With you by my side. With you by my side. With you by my side.
And that is Johnny B.
Oh, man.
Run, Gypsy, Run, composed by Johnny B. for Mary Epperson Day. Hal Spence is on the line, or at least I think he is. Hal, are you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. I was hoping you could share some information, some stories about Mary Epperson's involvement in Pier 1, and especially with the cabarets and such that went on.
Well, I think the most significant one, as far as Mary's concerned, of course, she was involved peripherally in every one of them because she was typically selling tickets. But in 1988, we wrote a cabaret for the end of the season, it was called the Western Cabaret. It was called Happy Trails. And it just was an excuse to incorporate every American Western cliche, movie cliche you could think of. So, you know, we had bank robberies and people's, you know, the bad guy turning into a preacher and, you know, just all the things you can think of. And throughout the course of the show, there were these references to Ma. And one reference to Ma was followed by the theme for Dragnet, dun, da, dun, dun, and everybody would freeze in panic. But Ma never showed up. No, Ma, she was just in town or something like that. She was never on stage. So the end of the show is this big ballroom brawl. And somebody comes through the swinging doors and says, Ma's here, and she's mad as hell. And everybody freezes in panic. And through these swinging doors, which were high enough to cover her completely because she was so short, came Mary Epperson, who had been selling tickets, dressed completely in Western gear with big six guns on her hips and tassels on her vest and a hat. And she turns to the crowd and goes, "Fighting again, eh, boys?"
Nice.
And just throws everybody, and she comes over and she grabs me and she grabs Michael Whelan, I think, by the ears, walks over to the bandstand, kicks the piano player off the bandstand, sits down and played Happy Trails, which was the closing number of the show. But the explosion of laughter and just sheer appreciation for the fact that this special character had not been seen and no audience ever revealed it to a subsequent audience that it was Mary Epperson. So it worked tremendously as the end of the show.
Oh, I wish I'd have seen it. Now, I know that Mary also was very important in keeping the business end of things at Pier 1 running. Can you put Lynn Spence on the line?
I sure will. Hold on.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Lynn. I was hoping you could talk a little bit about Mary Epperson and the way she kept arts organizations up and running.
You know, she walked around with this bag all the time full of money. And in it, she'd have the banks for Pier 1. She might have the orchestra or HCLA. And in her little studio, she would tally and count everything to the penny. We couldn't be a penny off. After a while, she recruited me to help her count and sort the tickets, get them all in order so we knew exactly what happened. And if there was anything off, I mean, she was a bookkeeper, she would count it again. We keep count it over and over until she figured it out. And you know, she loved the arts, and she knew it was a job that somebody who would pay attention to detail had to take care of.
Thanks so much for sharing that. I know that not only was Mary instrumental in establishing arts organizations and keeping them running, there is also at Kachemak Bay Campus, there's a Mary Epperson Endowed Student Support and Scholarship Fund. And I think Carol Swartz is on the line to talk a little bit about Mary and the college. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for doing the show. This is fabulous. And all morning I've been, of course, like with other people, wishing her a happy birthday at my house here. This is fabulous to wish her a happy birthday via the community forum here, so thank you. She was the shaker and mover behind establishing what is now the Kachemak Bay campus of KPC. Was extremely dedicated to making sure that the residents of the Southern Kenai Peninsula would have an opportunity for lifelong learning and higher education and arts education and job training. When there were Board of Regent meetings or other town-type meetings for advocating for growth of education in Homer, she'd be there standing next to all these folks who were 6'5" and 6", and, you know, when she would open her mouth, they would all just stop and listen to her testimony. It was always quite remarkable. Like some of Joy's comments earlier in the show here, she personally was a mentor to me, and she kept me going. Without Mary, I'm not sure if my role would have been as enthusiastic, because she was really behind the scenes the person. She was on the advisory board, community advisory board. She created it in her way for 33 years. She was right there at all times. I want to make sure I have an opportunity here to share, for those who may not know, that in 2018, Mary was inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. You can just go to Alaska Women's Hall of Fame, and up comes many, many women in the state, including Mary, and an extensive description of her contributions to the arts and education, and, well, and her life story of coming with Jack to Homer. And it was quite the ceremony when she after her passing, was inducted, and her son accepted it on behalf of him and his sister in Anchorage at the auditorium. So that is part of a legacy that's part of the Alaska history as a woman who contributed to the development of arts and education in the state. She never missed a beat. She would call me sometimes at 1 a.m. to ask me, you know, how was your day? And that's 1 a.m. So, because she knew maybe I didn't get home till 10. But at any rate, she was unwavering with her support for having education in Homer.
Thank you so much, Carol. I'm going to keep going with some of the music. I want to make sure I get to all 9 songs that were contributed in her honor for Mary Day. Thank you for calling. Here is Sunrise Kilcher and Friends with Birdsong.
I sail the
That is Sunrise Kilcher and Friends with Birdsong, submitted to Homer Council on the Arts for Mary Epperson Day. How about Joy Stewart?
I wanted to take a moment because I know she's out there somewhere, just one more time to say thank you, Mary, for all you've done for me, for the arts in this community, for the whole community. It's pretty endless. And I was just thinking when Carol was talking, not only did she receive that distinguished award, but I think it was in 1988, she also received the Governor's Award for the Arts for Arts Supporter. Her accomplishments and her legacy are almost beyond words at this point.
Thanks, Joy Stewart. How about Mayor Kastner? Are you there?
You're hearing from a bunch of people who I would say have very mature views of life. We're all of a similar age. I'm sorry that people like Conrad Winslow or Kristen or Katie Faulkner can't lend their voice, but they were the students that were sitting on the bench when we were having the sidebar conversations. And they were the students that were totally enchanted and invigorated by Mary's teaching. And they've all gone on to become productive adults doing wonderful things. Conrad is in New York City composing and doing remarkable things in the world of new music. She's had a tremendous effect on these kids. You know, you're listening to a bunch of older people talk about her with great reverence and everything, but the kids that went through her studio all had a very similar experience. I just wanted to add that in.
Well, thanks so much for being a part of the show today. I'm going to play a little of Carol Comfort. Well, it's the whole thing, her contribution. She shared a studio with Mary. Here's some Carol Comfort. This is Primavera by Ludovico Einaudi. That's Carol Comfort. Any chance Carolyn Norton is on the line?
Here I am, Kathleen.
Oh, wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about the things that a person might... Well, first of all, were you a student of Mary's?
I was never actually a student of her. I knew her primarily through growing up at Pier 1 Theater. And she was, of course, always involved and selling tickets. And she was just a constant, loving, supportive presence for us there.
A true organizer.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening? I know Pier 1 has some stuff going on today from 2 to 4 p.m. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. So from 2 to 4 p.m., we are kind of experimenting with what it means to have theater in the time of COVID-19. The board and the Pier 1 contributors have kind of designed this magical walk on the Pratt Museum Trail. And as you go along, you will encounter short performances, singing, dancing, playing instruments, performing a spoken word, and it'll all be at a safe distance. Masks are required, but there are some masks available for anyone who hasn't got one. You can kind of just show up at the Pratt Museum anytime between 2 and 4. You will be able to just walk along the trail and encounter these live performances in the woods.
Also, I think that a lot of the local galleries are going to have things dedicated to Mary all down Pioneer Avenue. Shop windows will be set up so you can look and see tributes to Mary. And there is a gallery show today, starting today at Homer Council on the Arts.
And that's Jay Wright's Abundant Wildlife Exhibition. Yeah, I'm just really thrilled that there are so many folks that got to be a part of Mary's life and watching all of the seeds that she planted kind of flourish in our community and beyond.
Well, thanks so much for getting everybody updated. I'm looking at the Pier 1 mini performance description. It says, lost in the fairyland of the woods, speaking, dancing, playing, celebrating Mary and the spirit of the arts with the birds and the trees. Are you in the Fairyland Woods back there doing something today?
Yes, I will indeed be in the Fairyland Woods.
Excellent.
I and Peter Shepherd are going to be reprising our roles as Rosencrantz and Guildenstern from Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead to do a little scene back there in the trees.
Thanks so much for calling in. We can't do this without a marimba band. So thanks, Carolyn Norton. And here comes Shamwari with Zumba.
Thank you.
And that is Shamwari Zumba. Special thanks to everyone who was a part of Merry Merry Day, KBBI's celebration of the life and legacy of Mary Epperson. Thanks to Hal and Lynn Spence. Thanks to Carol Swartz, Mayor Ken Kastner, Mark Robinson, Joy Stewart, and Carolyn Norton. Coming up next, it's Matt Steffi. This is Where the Story Goes. KBBI would like to thank Homer Council on the Arts for organizing Mary Epperson Day 2020, and extra special thanks to all the musicians, the Shamwari Marimba Ensemble, Elias Sundheim, String Along with Aaron Carpenter, Johnny B, Sunrise Kilcher and Friends, Raised by Humans, Matt Steffi, Carol Comfort, and this, the KP Brass Band. They're going to march us out with Happy by Pharrell Williams. I'm Kathleen Gustafson for KBBI. Merry, merry day, everybody. Thank you.